USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump in Manchester, New Hampshire, Sunday.
We're going to win four more great years in the White House. We're going to keep it going. This is the most important election in the history of our country. The most important election. And I never thought I'd say it after what we went through with the last one 4 years ago.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden is at home.
This is the most consequential, not because I'm running, but because who I'm running against. This is the most consequential election in a long, long, long time. And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot.
If you still have questions about the general election November 3rd, visit vote.gov. Most states allow for you to change your early vote if wanted. Check with your individual state for that procedure. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Censorship in America continues. The Hunter Biden laptop story by the New York Post. Joe Biden calls the laptop a Russian hoax. Yet the chief of the U.S. intelligence community, John Ratcliffe, says Russia had nothing to do with it. Byron York with the Washington Examiner weighs in on Fox News.
Well, this should be a scandal at any time. We're days since the New York Post broke the Hunter Biden laptop story, and the New York Post is still banned from Twitter. I mean, why is that not a scandal? So it's hard to believe what is actually going on. By the way, when that happened, when the story broke on October the 14th, Facebook limited the distribution of the story, it said, because it was going to check the facts of it. It had a third-party fact-checking partner who was going to look into it. Well, we still haven't heard anything about that. What are the facts here? So it's extraordinary what the social media companies are doing to suppress speech right now.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Sure, the world watches as Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces her final hurdle to become a justice. Also on this historic day, NASA will have a special press conference about an exciting new discovery about the moon. The space agency has not revealed any details about the discovery, but said it could support deep space exploration. NASA will reveal the mystery at noon Eastern. World Series Game 5 goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Max Muncy was the ninth Dodger to home run in Game 5. He tells MLB some of the keys in the game.
Yeah, it was a lot. Last night was obviously a little bit of a dud for us, but I think tonight really speaks to the volume of the guys we have in the clubhouse. You know, we were able to move past it. It didn't bother us. We went out and played our game tonight. I didn't feel like he was landing the square ball, and he went 3-1 heater, and I just thought I'd take a chance. Let's get the barrel out in front here in case he has a full count heater, and he put it right there for me. You know, Mookie getting us started, that was kind of the whole game right there. He set the tone for us, and we just kind of carried it from there.
Game 6 is Tuesday, and Game 7 is Wednesday, if necessary, on Fox. The Colorado wildfires continue to burn. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News his accounts.
A catastrophic situation and scene I've never seen before in my entire life.
About a foot of snow Sunday is helping firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.